20 reasons why you don't need a New Year's resolution. Hi, I'm Dr. Melissa West, and welcome to Yoga Lifestyle with Melissa. It's that time of year again, that time when everybody sets New Year's resolutions, and it starts with self-improvement projects. But if you already practice yoga, and especially if you've done my Inner Critic series, which I am going to link to in the show notes, this time of year can kick up your pleaser, your rule maker, your pusher, and your perfectionist. Well, the truth is, if you already practice yoga, you don't need to set New Year's resolutions. And today, I'm going to share with you 20 reasons why you don't need to set a New Year's resolution. So here is number one. Number one, you're already experiencing the balancing effects of Hatha Yoga. Ha means sun and Tha means moon. Ha is masculine, heating, expanding, and strengthening. Tha is feminine, cooling, contracting, and flexible. And we need both in our practice to create balance and flexibility. Without strength, flexibility without strength leads to fragility. Strength without flexibility leads to rigidity. And when you practice yoga, you get both. I'm going to link to a class that gives you that benefit. Yoga with Melissa, number 191. Number two benefit, if you're already practicing yoga, you're already getting stress relief. Yoga allows you to access your parasympathetic nervous system and restore your body's sensitive balance. Through yoga, you can bring your body back into equilibrium. True relaxation involves more than just resting. It's about balancing and restoring your energy. Yoga excels in rejuvenating relaxation. So through yoga asana and pranayama, which means breath practice, you are already releasing tension, stress blockages in your body, and experiencing deep relaxation and restoration of your body. So way to go. And I'll link to a yoga class that you've probably already done, Yoga with Melissa number 192 from our Benefits of Yoga series. So the third reason why you don't need a New Year's resolution if you practice yoga is that you're already getting strength training. We practice strengthening postures in yoga, and through that we experience strength in our breath that will be translated into our energetic, emotional, mental, and spiritual bodies. So I will link to the class on strength training from the Benefits of Yoga series, which is Yoga with Melissa number 193. And you can, if you haven't done that class, you can do that class too. The fourth reason that you don't need a New Year's resolution if you already practice yoga is that you're already flexible. You're already flexible in body, mind, emotions, energy, and spirit. One of the main benefits of practicing yoga is flexibility. The yoga postures allow us to become more limber in our bodies. And if our bodies are stiff from sitting all day at computers or on commuter trains or flaking out on couches and watching television or YouTube, according to the Tao Te Ching, whatever is flexible and flowing will tend to grow, whereas whatever is rigid and blocked will wither and die. And as yogis, we stay fluid, young, and supple through the practice of yoga asana. So you don't need a New Year's resolution if you're already practicing yoga, because you've probably already done Yoga with Melissa number 194. The fifth reason that you don't need a New Year's resolution if you're already practicing yoga is that you're building bone density already. Your yoga postures create extra load or weight in your body that creates more tension from the tendons pulling on the bones. And the more tension, the more new bone your body will make. Yoga is also, as you know from our class on flexibility, has a lot of stretching, which the research done on bone density now shows also stimulates new bone growth. So you don't need a New Year's resolution because you're building bone density if you practice yoga. And I'll link to the class on building bone density, which is Yoga with Melissa number 195. The sixth reason you don't need a New Year's resolution if you're already practicing yoga is that you're already improving your circulation. Good circulation means that your blood flows all the way to your cells and the organs of your body. And good circulation includes the flow of lymphatic fluid as well, which helps to keep your body's immune system strong. So you're going to be healthy. Healthy circulation system means increased energy, healthier organs, better digestion, improved immunity. Your overall health is dependent on optimum functioning of cells, which depend on proper blood supply. So you're already getting all of this if you practice yoga. And I'll link to my class on good circulation, Yoga with Melissa number 196. Okay, the seventh reason you don't need a New Year's resolution if you are already practicing yoga is that you already focus on your breath to improve your health. Not only does your breath reflect your mental and your emotional well-being, but it can also influence your mental, emotional, and spiritual well-being as well. So you got it under control. You're a breathing machine. Yoga with Melissa number 197 is a great class for that, and I'll link to that in the show notes. The eighth reason you don't need a New Year's resolution if you already practice yoga is you already have great digestion and elimination. Good digestion is about absorbing what you need and eliminating what you do not, both physically, emotionally, mentally, energetically, and spiritually. When your digestive system is healthy, you'll be able to receive nourishment from your food, from the people in your life, from the world around you. And good digestion means letting yourself be nurtured and nourished as well. And I'll link to Yoga with Melissa number 198 in the show notes so you can do the Yoga with Digestion class there if you haven't already done that. The ninth reason that you don't need a New Year's resolution if you practice yoga is that yoga already balances your hormonal and endocrine system. Your endocrine system secretes hormones directly into your bloodstream, and your endocrine glands run through your central channel of your body, balancing your chemical makeup. And as many of you know, if your hormones are off a little bit, it can throw off your whole being, physically, emotionally, and mentally. So you don't need a New Year's resolution if you already practice yoga, because you've got your hormones under control. And you can go to Yoga with Melissa number 199 to practice that class on your endocrine system. The 10th reason you don't need a New Year's resolution if you're already practicing yoga is that you've already been through many transformations. You don't need a calendar date to tell you that. You don't necessarily need the calendar year to mark another one. Through yogas, our body's been through many transformations. So we don't need a special date on the calendar to tell us to set a New Year's resolution. We go through that every day in our yoga practice. And Yoga with Melissa number 200 talks about transformations and goes through that a little bit more. The 11th reason why you don't need a New Year's resolution is your nervous system is already healthy. By maintaining the suppleness of your spine through yoga, you are greatly assisting your central nervous system. And Yoga with Melissa 201 is a whole class for your central nervous system. Number 12, you've already refined your energy reserves. The more you practice yoga, the more you realize that it is less important to achieve exotic yoga postures, and it's more important to be aware of and refine your energy and your energy flow. This is truly the mark of an advanced practice. So that you can find in Yoga with Melissa, number 202. The lucky number 13th reason that you don't need a New Year's resolution if you already practice yoga is that you know what your body needs. You can drop into internal awareness and attune to your needs in each moment. You know how to listen, respond, and adjust to the feedback you are receiving deep from within. You have become aware of what your body needs as a wise teacher. So you don't need external people and stimulus telling you what to do. You can listen to your own wise teacher. And Yoga with Melissa number 203 is a class all about that. The 14th number reason that you don't need a New Year's resolution is that you set an intention every single time you come to your yoga mat, not once a year. In fact, you may have a guiding sankalp or intention for your life already, so you don't need a New Year's resolution. And Yoga with Melissa number 204 is a whole class on intention if you want to just brush up your sankalp a little bit. Number 15, the reason that you don't need a New Year's resolution is your mind is sharp. You not only move your body, but you train your mind. Yoga is all about more than just the physical postures. We do brain yoga too. So you've got your mind sharp, you've got your body sharp, you've got this whole thing covered. Yoga with Melissa 205 has some great brain yoga in it. The 16th reason that you don't need a New Year's resolution is discipline is not just something you whip out in January for a few days. You come to your yoga mat every single day, probably at the same time every day. You've got this, you've had this all year, and you just keep it going. And if you want to look at the discipline class, that's Yoga with Melissa 206. The 17th reason you don't need a New Year's resolution is that you are actually already living a pretty balanced life. You not only balance in your yoga poses, but you're feeling pretty balanced off your yoga mat as well. So you don't need a New Year's resolution. Yoga with Melissa 207 is all about balance. And right now we're actually doing a whole series on balance too. So we've got balance covered. You don't need a New Year's resolution to do that. Number 18. There's no need for harsh cleanses or diets because you are a yogi. You're listening to your own body and you're nourishing it on a deep level every single day. And if you want to know more about that, then you can check out Yoga with Melissa number 208. We're almost there. The 19th reason that you don't need a New Year's resolution if you already practice yoga is that if you fall off the wagon, off the yoga practicing wagon, you treat yourself with loving kindness and acceptance, and you come back to the mat the next day with tenderness and ease. And you can check that out more with Yoga with Melissa number 209. And the final reason, number 20, why you don't need a New Year's resolution if you already practice yoga is, yes, you know what it is to be an advanced yogi, to listen inwardly on a deep level. You don't need any outward focus, extreme New Year's resolutions to keep you on track. Your yoga practice is about listening to your own body, your own thoughts, your emotions, your energy and spirit. It's not about external goals. You've already got this. And so if you want to know more about that, you can check out Yoga with Melissa 210. And if you want more support on this more inward journey of listening inwards, our membership community is going to be focusing completely on sustaining our fabulous yoga practice all the way through January in 2017. We don't need to create anything new. You can sustain an amazing practice that you've already got going. So come and join our great community and be supported in your wonderful practice. And keep going, yogis. You've got this. You don't need a New Year's resolution. Namaste.
Melissa would love to hear your questions and thoughts. Please leave your comments below the video. Thank you for your reviews on iTunes and YouTube. Your reviews help us to share yoga and a yoga lifestyle with others around the world. If you have a question for Melissa, you can leave a voice message at melissawest.com, and Melissa may answer it in an upcoming blog.